We came across a photo today that's almost shocking to look at first. It was taken in Kennebunkport, Maine, at the summer home of former President George H.W. Bush, 41. In fact, it's shocking because it shows the former president the way we've never seen him before. It's a striking image. It doesn't look at all like the 41 we've come to know. Then you see the reason for the former president's new look, the 2-year-old named Patrick sitting in his lap. Patrick is the son of one of President Bush's Secret Service agents. He's lost his hair during chemo while undergoing treatment for leukemia. So the former president and most of his security detail did the only thing that made sense to them. They shaved their heads and became the largest hairless solidarity flash mob in the entire state of Maine. For the former president, this is more personal than it may look. There's a history here for the Bushes. George and Barbara lost their second child to leukemia. Their daughter Robin was just 4 years old when she died, and they, of course, have never gotten over it. That much was evident during an emotional interview Jenna Bush conducted with her grandfather a year ago.
And there's people in heaven that you want to see.
Definitely.
Who would you want to see first?
I think my mom and my father, and maybe Robin, our little girl that died.
Just days ago, former President Bush enjoyed a warm and gracious day at the White House as the Obamas hosted the Bushes to pay tribute to his Points of Light Foundation. He's been in a wheelchair and a scooter to his great frustration ever since his legs gave out a few years back. And late last year, he had a health scare serious enough to gather family members around his hospital bed. But for this World War II veteran and former president who went skydiving the day he turned 85, it's his disposition that has always broken through and powered him on. Patrick's family says he faces a long road, but his prognosis is positive, especially if you believe in the healing power of having a good friend. Former president making news today in his own way.